back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. I am Don Goldberg. Arnie is away this weekend, but with me in the studio today is Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. Before we get back to the telephones, I'll just remind you that you're welcome to call in with your questions. The number here is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. We take questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, and nutrition. Okay, I guess having said all that, we can now get back to the telephones, and I'm going to take Carol from Staten Island. Welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you, Carol?
Oh, hi. I enjoy your show very much, and I learned so much from it, really.
Thank you. Thank you.
My question is regarding the acai berry. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I have the juice. Actually, it's a blend, acai blend. And I wanted to know, does the form of the berry make a difference nutritionally versus the juice versus the supplement?
Well, yes, in a general sense. This is the case in general, whenever you're talking about juice, you know, what do you have in the juice that you're going to not have or not have as much of when you dry it and form a tablet or a capsule? Well, the answer is the sugars. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
And of course, you know, the water. So one could argue that as a general rule, there is a downside to the juice in that you're getting, I mean, even if it's the natural sugars, the natural sweeteners, it's still sugars and sweeteners.
Yes,
so,
So
from that standpoint, you're getting a more concentrated, flavonoid-rich, fiber-rich a substance when you convert it from a liquid or a juice to a solid dosage form. Now, this is assuming that you're not going to be removing anything else except the liquid and the water soluble sugars when you make that conversion. Of course, on the other hand, if you can't mix the capsule with your favorite vodka and to make a nice martini, you know.
No.
Really, I think it's more a question in this case of just in which way are you more likely to utilize the product. And, you know, it's a choice that I don't think you need to stay up at night worrying about.
You know, Donna, if I may, you know, one of the things, though, that there may actually be a benefit over, let's say, a capsule, is that you're able to concentrate the flavonoids, Don. I mean, those are where most of the antioxidant activity of some of these newer sources of, you know, herbal supplements, antioxidant supplements. Acai berry capsules, freeze-dried or whatever, may have actually a more concentrated source of these antioxidant components from the flavonoids than perhaps the juice. I mean, you are, as Don said, you're getting liquid, you're getting water, so forth and so on. You know, it may be just as good to take the capsules from a reputable manufacturer.
That's what I was wondering, because what I have is it's a Mona V juice, which is a blend of the berries. are in it.
I mean, there's nothing
blends,
wrong with it. But.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, blends are good. Look, I like Ajaro has a blend that I've, you know, I think it combines pomegranate, goji, acai, and maybe mangosteen. You know, these are, look, you know, don't get, I think it's a mistake for people to get caught up in the excitement and propaganda and marketing hype of one particular thing over another.
Yeah.
Every week, you know, something is the new miracle thing that's better
right.
than everything else. You know, acai and goji and all of these things, blueberry and everything, these are all similar in many respects. They're rich in these various flavonoids and anthocyanins and so forth. And whether or not there's that big a difference from one to the other, I think, is something that remains to be demonstrated. So really, I like the idea of using a blend. Now, that doesn't mean the blend has to be liquid. The blend can be, you know, in a powder form or a concentrate as well. So really, whichever form you find, you know, most palatable and easiest to use, you can do both. Okay?
Okay. I appreciate that. Thanks a lot.
Very good. Okay. Thank you for the call. Okay. Let's go to, not the Tamara. Oh, let's do Tamara today.
Today.
From Atlanta, okay? Tamara, you're on right now. Forget about Tamara, okay?
I do not wish to forget about Tamara.
Well, but Tamara, Tamara will come in the proper time, okay?
My name is Tamara.
Oh, excuse me. Okay.
That's all right.
Okay. Well, that solves that problem. Now, none of us has to worry about tomorrow because we're talking to Tamara. Okay.
Thank you. Welcome
to the Wilner Window. What can we do
Thank
for you?
Thank you very much. I'm interested in finding out about selenium. Where can I find it in a natural form, such as foods, or do I simply have to rely upon vitamin pills from a pharmacy?
Good question.
Yeah, that's sort of a loaded question
right.
because selenium is found, of course,
right.
in foods. Brazil nuts are a very rich source of selenium. Yeast, whole grains, seafood rich in selenium. The problem with selenium, however, is that depending on where certain things are grown, the amount of selenium might be very, very low, and the problem is that you wouldn't know it when looking at the plant or at the crop. That's what is somewhat unique about certain minerals. Okay, usually if you try to grow a crop in soil that's deficient in one of the nutrients it needs, you'll know it because it'll look bad, it'll be stunted, it'll be discolored. Selenium, you cannot tell by looking at the crop whether it is deficient in the selenium, and there are certain areas in the world where selenium is deficient.
Even in the United States.
Yeah. So therefore, supplementing with selenium is a very, very good idea, especially because it has been shown to be so important for so many health conditions. If you go, you know, we mentioned, if you go to the Wilner website, for example, wilner.com, and look up selenium either in the Wilner Reference Library or if you click on the Health Notes link, you'll see a whole long list of health conditions that have been shown to be dependent on selenium, including things like it reduces the risk for prostate cancer, colon cancer, lung cancer. Taking a supplement that contains up to 200 micrograms of selenium daily it's hard to argue against doing that.
It's okay. Prudent, very prudent.
Yeah, yeah, trying to merely assure you're getting enough selenium from food is difficult. Even if you try to eat those foods that theoretically are rich sources, you still don't know for sure. So, if selenium is important to you, over and above the maintenance or prevention doses, the 100 to 200 micrograms should do it. If you need more, take it in supplement form. Okay, has that answered your question?
Yes, it does.
Okay,
thanks
great.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for the call. Okay, what time is it here? I'll tell you what. Instead of trying to squeeze in a call, let's move up our 15 after break to a 14 after, and we'll give you an extra minute afterwards. How's that sound, folks? Okay, this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust. All American Health products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. And here's some good news. The entire line of American Health and Home Health is now on sale at 30% off list price. Now, the number here again is 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, feel free to give us a call. That's 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in a moment.
Heart disease is the number one killer of women and men in the United States. Obviously, we want to do whatever we can to reduce our risk. One thing we can do is supplement with CoQ10, a lipid-soluble vitamin-like nutrient present in nearly all human tissues and involved in cellular energy production and cardiovascular health. But not just any CoQ10. The new, more bioactive form of CoQ10 from Blue Bonnet is what you want. Blue Bonnet's cellular active CoQ10 ubiquinol soft gels provide the new active antioxidant form of CoQ10 ubiquinol rather than the more common form of CoQ10 ubiquinone, which must be converted to the active antioxidant form in the body. Ubiquinol has been shown to be significantly more effective in saturating blood plasma levels than ubiquinone. Blue Bonnet currently offers ubiquinol in 50 and 100 milligram soft gels. So when it really matters, go for the best. Go for Blue Bonnet's cellular active ubiquinol CoQ10 soft gels. Blue Bonnet products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Now, this is Don Goldberg. Before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You will find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here are some current examples. Source Naturals and NatureAid, 35% off the full lines. American Health, Enzymatic Therapy, Natrol, Nature's Way, 30% off list, the full lines. And there's more. Check out the full sale listing on our website, www.wilner.com.
Did you receive our current product reference catalog? Well, pick one up at any Wilner Chemist store. It's free. If you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. That number again is 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website, www.wilner.com, and subscribing online. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st Street and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street. That's right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we are conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll start taking your calls again in just a moment.
We all know that as the body ages, it heals less rapidly and becomes more frail. Often, the body is unable to process enough nutrients to repair weakening cartilage and protein fibers. An important element in the building and repair of your body is silicon. Unfortunately, as you grow older, you may have difficulty absorbing adequate silicon from your diet. But now, thanks to a product called Jarosil, you can be sure to get adequate silicon. Jarosil can give you the silicon you need to support bone health and bone mineral density. In addition, Jarosil strengthens and beautifies your hair, skin, and nails. Jarosil is available in a synergistic liquid formula that also includes boron and zinc. Ask for Jarosil at Wilner Chemists. All Jaro formula products are available at a 20% discount at Wilner's. For more information, go to www.jaro.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray, co-author of Hunger Free Forever, your guide to achieving your ideal body weight without feeling hungry. The centerpiece of our program is a special dietary supplement known as PGX. This unique, all-natural product has an incredible effect in stabilizing blood sugar levels and promoting the feeling of satiety so you consume fewer calories effortlessly. We have found that if you can help control a person's appetite, weight loss is very easy to achieve. It is that simple. PGX is completely safe and extremely effective, making it the perfect companion to any weight loss program. For more information on PGX, go to your local health food store or visit HungerFreeForever.com online.
And good news, PGX Daily is now on sale at Wilner Chemist at 25% off list price.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. You're listening to The Wilner Window. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell and Sam Forbes. I think we'll just get right back to the telephones. Let's take Jen from New Jersey. Welcome to The Wilner Window, Jen. How can we help you?
Thanks for taking my call. We've been listening to your show since it first began. And my program is, question is about melatonin. Seeing that melatonin is considered a hormone, could it possibly make polyps which were removed from the bladder grow back after 6 months? And if your answer is no to that, could you tell me how safe melatonin is taking it for sleep each night?
Well, melatonin is relatively safe. It's a hormone, but it's a natural hormone that's secreted, you know, in your body on a regular basis. It's involved with your body's internal clock, so to speak. In the levels that we normally talk about for supplemental use, where we're talking, you know, milligrams, it's hard to imagine that it would have any problems. People take it in much higher dosages as an antioxidant for other purposes that we don't really, you know, we wouldn't be recommending over the air to you. I don't know that there's any reason to think that it would have caused a problem. There is, you know, I think basically the answer has to be dose related.
Right.
If you had somebody who was taking, you know, 20, 30, 50 milligrams per day, that might have been a different story, but in the 1 to 3 milligram in normal dosage for helping with sleep or with jet lag, I don't think there's any basis for considering that the cause of the problem.
Of the polyps to grow back, you mean?
Right.
Right.
You don't think that it would cause them to grow back?
No. Well, let me, you know, Dr. Podell, agree with?
Yeah, I do agree. The best, I was searching here for, excuse me, for literature. We see that melatonin seems to suppress the onset of nasal polyps. And there's another article saying that it would help reduce bladder polyps. So while there may be some other literature that you're referring to, I haven't seen it. And as far as we know clinically, melatonin would seem to be safe. So it's unlikely that that's the cause of your polyps.
So if you take it in 5 milligrams at night to go to sleep, you don't think there's a problem?
Well, based on what data we have, there doesn't seem to be a problem. You know, the only caveat we always have to put on is, you know, we may find out next year that somebody finds that it is a problem. But the data we have now says it's not a problem.
I see.
I would try, you know, if you're concerned, the goal should be to take the lowest dose that you can. Instead of taking 5 milligrams, try taking a couple milligrams, see if that works.
And how about taking 5-HTP instead, or what else do you recommend for sleep like that? I know
there's 5-HTP could be helpful. Many people do use that for sleep problems. It's a
tryptophan.
Yeah, it's the active form of tryptophan. Exactly. So if you want to try that as an alternative, it might be effective.
I see. Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people, melatonin doesn't work for everybody.
Right.
You know, some people try it and they don't see a difference. Other people, they do get the results. So, if you can solve your sleep problem with a couple of milligrams of melatonin, I think the general consensus is that you're lucky. And you know, okay. Let's go. What time is it here? Okay, we'll try to squeeze in another call before the hour is up. Rosemary in New Jersey, welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you?
Yes, hi. I'm a little confused about the actions and effects of the immune system. Nutrients such as the extract of mushrooms you were talking about,
mm-hmm.
AHCC,
right.
And DIM, on the immune system on someone that already has an autoimmune condition, such as lupus or thyroiditis,
right.
Or even a tumor. So really my question is, when would these nutrients act as a stimulus and they're, you know, for worse in the condition, and then when would they act to kind of, you know, help them?
It's the kind of question that, you know, that people ask us who have autoimmune problems, Don, and they're taking a supplement that could potentially enhance the immune system.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, and you're not the only person that's confused about it. It is a somewhat controversial area, and I don't know that we really know for sure what the answer is. I'll pass the microphone to Dr. Podell in just a moment, but the wording that is sometimes used by the people involved in supplements, instead of saying that it increases immune function, they'll use terms like regulates or what's I'm trying
modulates.
To modulate. Yeah, it modulates. That's a good little kind of marketing buzzword, modulates. And sometimes they claim that it doesn't have a negative effect on somebody with an autoimmune disease. The idea being that it just enhances the proper functioning of your immune system. But your point is well taken, and I don't think that we can really give a definite answer. When you have an autoimmune disease, it's probably something that you are going to have to discuss and decide upon as an individual situation with your physician. Now, having not answered your question, really, I'm going to give Dr. Podell about 1 minute to give you his opinion. And
okay, well, the short opinion is that we don't know, but there are at least some examples of where immune stimulants help suppress autoimmune disease.
Right.
For instance, in ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, the lactobacillus, which stimulates the immune system, seems to help the condition nevertheless. But I don't think we can make any blanket prediction for any one disease or any one person as to whether stimulating this immune system, which is very complicated, so you start somewhere and you don't know where it ends, whether this would be helpful, hurtful, or in between. So we really can't tell. It's a guess. And if you do it, you just have to watch carefully to see if you're getting better or worse.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, I wish we could give you the kind of answer that you're looking for, but we're being honest with you. It's not something that, as Dr. Podell said, that we can predict for each individual situation, okay?
All right.
It might be helpful for you. You may have to do some experimentation in a controlled situation, you know, with your doctor's guidance. Okay. All right. I hope that was of some help. We have to take a break. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by American Health and Home Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust. Now, here's some good news. The entire line of American Health and Home Health products, including the Ester C products, is on sale at 30% off list price at Wilner Chemists. We'll be back in just a moment.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, now let's stop for a quick check on the traffic.
Well, it's going to be a very slow ride if you're heading over toward the Queens area. Watch out for delays. Jackie Robinson eastbound Cypress Hill Street with a crash. Staten Island Expressway eastbound Bradley Avenue, a stalled out car has been cleared. On the West Side Highway, southbound 55th Street, accident is gone from the center lane. Traveling through the Bronx, cross Bronx is slow. Eastbound GW Bridge into Jerome Avenue and westbound with most delays between Bronx River Parkway and the GW Bridge. Just a few extra cars. Deegan ramps to cross Bronx. Still kind of slow at the inbound GW Bridge where the wait is about 40 minutes from 8095, 20 minutes off 446. Try to get the Palisades Parkway approach. Save the most amount of time. 30 minutes inbound Lincoln, 35 inbound Holland, 20 minutes outbound for the Holland Tunnel. And the Garden State Parkway southbound express lanes crash near the Cheesequake Rest Area, and that's around Sayreville. The C4 brought to you by Lee Jeans. They can't guarantee sunshine, but they can guarantee the best-fitting, most comfortable Lee Jeans. Lee, get what fits. Available at...
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has private offices in Springfield and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone 973-218-9191. 973-218-9191 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
This is News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
Hi, I'm Mariel Hemingway, actress and author of Healthy Living from the Inside Out.
And I'm Dr. Steven Rosenblatt, medical doctor, author, weight loss expert, and former director of complementary medicine at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center.
We want you to try a life-changing new product called Healthy Curb. It's made entirely from food and helps curb your appetite while it reprograms your eating habits.
Healthy Curb lowers your blood sugar, reduces hunger hormones, repairs and rebuilds cells so you've got more natural energy and vitality. It's the combination of two revolutionary technologies that make this product so effective, and because of its proprietary formula, it's the only product in the field of its kind. My patients are losing an average of 12 to 16 pounds a month effortlessly with Healthy Curb, and you can too.
If you're ready to lose weight, Healthy Curb helps do the work for you. My friends Arnie and Don have made Healthy Curb available at all Wilner Chemist stores. Visit them today.
Come to my
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, good afternoon again, everybody. Welcome back. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell, and we're continuing with the second hour of the Wilner Window. Let's go directly back to the telephones. Well, let me first just mention, if you want to call in with your questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, or nutrition, you're welcome to do so. The phone number is 1-800-321-0710. I'll say that again, 1-800-321-0710. Okay, now let's go to Sylvia in Long Island. Welcome to the Wilner Window. Sylvia, how can we help you?
Hi, I'm taking Hawthorn for high blood pressure, 150 milligrams, and omega-3, and also garlic. I try to take 6 tablets a day. Sometimes I can only take 4. I'm taking also
6 tablets a day of what?
The garlic.
Garlic, okay.
And I'm also taking calcium, magnesium, and the doctor ordered the vitamin D 5,000 milligrams a day, which I'm taking. But also, the doctor had said that there's something, I couldn't read her writing, but there's something from fish oil, this is something new, from fish, I should say, this is something
right.
new, that works with the kidneys. It's mm-hmm. a visor, something or other, that works with the kidneys, and she asked me if I wanted to try that, but there is a side effect. It how it works with the kidneys, she didn't explain. But if I would be taking that, then I wouldn't be taking the Hawthorn, because it would be too much. Now, I just wanted to know, the 150 milligrams of Hawthorn that I'm taking once a day, is that too much, too little, or what effect?
All right. How long have you been doing these things?
I just started the Hawthorn. Before that, I was taking the Avapro, and I found it didn't do anything.
Okay. All right. Hawthorn is one of the herbs that has a long, long history of being effective for treating high blood pressure. Actually, Hawthorn is one of those herbs that can be used for both high blood pressure and low blood pressure. I'm getting some echo. Is that from your – do you have your radio on? Oh, now it's gone. Okay. Hawthorn has a definite place in treating hypertension. The dosage, you should follow, depending on the product that you're taking, you should follow the dosage that's on the label of the product. Hopefully you're taking a good standardized product from a reputable company to make sure that you're actually getting an appropriately high quality product of Hawthorn. I would think at the minimum you're going to need to be taking one tablet or capsule twice a day, maybe even more. Now, the product that you're meant, Hawthorn is not contraindicated in any of the other things that you're talking about, including, I'm assuming, Sam, she's talking about the fish peptide,
exactly.
The anti-aging.
Exactly.
I don't
think there's any side effect, Don. I mean, unless she's, her doctor's meant talking about a different product, Sylvia, what Don's talking about is fish peptide proteins that act like an ACE inhibitor drug, but I don't know if there's any of the similar.
I don't think there's any reason why you couldn't continue taking Hawthorn while you're taking the fish peptide product.
Yeah. I agree on that.
Yeah. So, you know, what you need to do is to kind of keep adding and subtracting these things, giving each one of them a little bit of time. You know, you have to experiment. And, you know, the nice thing about treating high blood pressure, if you can use that term, nice thing, is that you can easily determine if it's working or not. You know, taking your own blood pressure, getting it measured is not that difficult a thing. So, you know, you start taking some of these supplements, for example, example, you give them a 2 or 3 weeks at least, and you monitor what progress you're making. You adjust your dosage. You know, if you want to try the fish peptide, I wouldn't even hesitate. I'd rather, you know, I think for hypertension, it's better to maybe try taking more things than you may eventually need, and then start backing off when you find out that they work and you see what you don't need that way.
And you might even want to include other things like magnesium and fish oil.
The omega-3. And I'm taking the magnesium, calcium, and the, you know, the large amount of vitamin D.
Okay, good.
And I was just worried about overdosing on anything. And there's also a...
just take it as directed on the bottles. Don't worry. Just... take it as they recommend on the bottles.
Okay, and there's also the antioxidants that I'm taking. I'm taking quite a number of things. But, I mean, I seem to be fine otherwise, you know, especially for my age, I seem to be fine.
Now, are you taking any statin drugs? Do you have a cholesterol problem?
I had a little bit of a cholesterol problem, but...
because one thing you didn't mention was CoQ10. And,
oh, yes, I'm taking that, too.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay. But only 50 milligrams per day.
Well, you could take 100 or more.
Okay.
It sort of depends on what form. If you're taking the ubiquinol, 50 might be enough, but 100 is probably better.
Okay.
All right?
And, okay... thank you so much.
Okay, give it some time. And again, I don't think, you know, I know we have, we talk about drugs and we talk about side effects and dosages. With the kinds of supplements you're talking about, I don't think you have to worry too much about taking too high a dose of those particular supplements, okay? Good. All right, let's go to our next caller, and Elaine from Pennsylvania. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Elaine. How can we help you?
Hello. Yes, I had called your store one time, a bit not too long ago, and asked about something that was antiviral, and she suggested the red marine algae. So I've been taking it. I started out one... four times a day, and then I increased it to 2 4 times a day. I noticed right away when I first started taking it that it helped my mental attitude. I suffer from depression, and it just lifted my spirits, and it just was wonderful. And I was wondering if you've ever heard of that, with that red marine algae helping someone who's had depression.
Well, I mean, unless the depression was related to the viral situation, I haven't heard that.
Oh, well, okay. Well, the virus is, I have my tongue. I get little ulcers on my tongue only, and my mouth is dry.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you know that's a virus then?
Well, the doctor said it was. The one doctor said it was.
All right.
Little teensy things. And also the surface of my tongue gets dry, but and hurts. Mm. But do you recommend anything for that?
Well, the problem is, I'm not really sure what we're treating or what we're trying to help you treat. You know, a virus. I'm not quite sure what the logic behind the red marine algae is for treating virus. I'm glad it helped you. I'm glad it helped you with the depression, and that's wonderful. But you know, not too many things have been shown to actually directly treat a virus. We have things like the Umka product that we mentioned earlier, that we mentioned during the cold and flu season, has been shown to have antiviral activity. Usually all we can do is suggest supplements that have an effect on the immune system in general, and hopefully that will translate into antiviral activity, like we started off the show talking about AHCC. And if I had to suggest something to you, that's probably one of the products that I would recommend. But I don't know that we know exactly what it is that you're dealing with specifically. So from a general standpoint, I would suggest that maybe if you try one of the AHCC products. Okay? and see if that helps.
Well, on the bottle that I got from your store that says antiviral support for the red marine algae, it says on the bottle in the front.
Really?
Yes.
What product, what brand is this?
Okay.
That's Vibrant Health.
I would not, I'm surprised that a nutritional supplement is going
it's
to make
Pure
a
claim. Pure Planet.
Oh, Pure Planet, okay.
Pure Planet.
Pardon me.
It says
me.
Right there, Nature's Antiviral Support. It's called Red Marine Algae Plus.
Well,
Can I overdose on that? Can I take too many? You know, it says one 4 times a day, and I'd been taking 2 4 times a day. Do you think that's bad?
I would think that the range of safe dosage for a product like that is very, very wide.
I would agree.
You could take even more if you wanted to.
Oh, okay.
If you took more, you might feel so good that you would forget about the viral infection.
Right. Well, I do, really. It makes me feel good, but
very
I still
good.
Have
Great.
It.
Okay, good.
another small thing is I have some muscle spasm in the upper thoracic area of my spine. I guess it's due from the vertebrae being out. I've been going to the chiropractor, but can you recommend something natural for muscle spasm?
No.
Magnesium.
I've been doing that.
No, skeletal muscle spasm or skeletal muscle relaxants is really not something that nutritional supplements have been shown to be effective on. As Sam says, you want to make sure that you have plenty of the minerals like calcium, magnesium, and the proper balance. But if you truly have skeletal muscle spasm, you probably need to be taking a prescription medication. Or just relying on your chiropractic manipulations to see if that can do it. Or maybe acupuncture or something like that. Okay? All right. Thank you for the call, Elaine. I'm glad that the red marine algae has had such a so impressive an effect on you. And that's great. I think it's time for us to take a little break. Let me give you the phone number again. It's 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, or nutrition, please feel free to give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll all be back in just a moment.
When it comes to your health, there should be no compromise. Only the best will do. Are you taking the best? For 60 years, Solgar Vitamin and Herb has been innovating and producing fine-quality nutritional supplements. Now, the company that set the gold standard for the natural products industry is introducing their next generation of supplements, Solgar Platinum Edition NutriNano Nanotechnology Products. Formulated with patent-protected and award-winning technology, Solgar's Platinum Edition NutriNano CoQ10 is 3.1 times more bioavailable than traditional CoQ10 powder and 2 times more bioavailable than oil-based CoQ10, and it's available in a convenient dosage of 1 soft gel daily. Faster and better absorption equals superior efficacy. You deserve the best. Trust the company that's been delivering the best for 60 years, Solgar. Visit Wilner Chemist and introduce yourself to Solgar NutriNano CoQ10 today.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom, now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. An imbalance of good versus bad bacteria in your intestinal tract can cause your digestive system to break down, leading to heartburn and other digestive problems. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is a flora-balancing system that promotes optimum digestive health. Dr. O'Hara uses 12 carefully selected strains of good bacteria grown from fermented vegetables, fruits, seaweed, and mushrooms. The product is all natural and hypoallergenic. It does not need refrigeration, and the blister packs make it easy to carry with you. One in the morning and at night will optimize your intestinal health and keep you regular. In as little as 4 weeks, you will see a noticeable difference.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist Stores or at wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilmer Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back again. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell, and we're taking your calls, answering your questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, and nutrition. Let's get right back to those questions, and let's talk, well, let's see. Barbara was waiting. Let's talk to Barbara from New Jersey, if we can. Hi, Barbara. How can we help you?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
On a blood test that I took about 2 weeks ago, my vitamin D was 6.4. Their range is 30 to, I don't know what the top was. So I know that I need vitamin D. Well, my physician wasn't in. She will be in this week. Now, how much vitamin D do you think I should take, and is there a specific kind?
Have you been taking a multivitamin supplement?
No, I have. For the past 10
Shame
years, I haven't
you.
Taken a thing. Not a thing.
Shame on you.
Yeah, I took Pycnogenol 12 years ago when no one knew about it.
Well, we knew about it.
I know.
Okay. Number one, my suggestion to you is that the first thing that you should be doing, the first thing everybody should be doing, is taking a good, basic, no-nonsense, broad-spectrum, properly balanced multivitamin, multi-mineral supplement. If you want to do something that's easy, you can go with the all-in-one product, like something like the Wilvite that we mentioned, my favorite multi from Natrol that we mentioned. What these are products that have not only the vitamins and the trace minerals, but they also have the calcium and the magnesium in the proper dosage. So you have to take, well, in the case of the two products I mentioned, Wilvite and or my favorite multi, you take two in the morning and two in the evening, and that basically covers you for all of the important nutrients, okay? Including, which is, I'm heading up to your question now, including vitamin D, calcium, and magnesium, okay? Now, how much vitamin D? The basic amount of vitamin D that has been thought to be appropriate for general supplementation has been 400 units a day. Now, that is no longer thought to be enough. So much research has been coming out on vitamin D, research showing it, how valuable that it is in so many different health conditions, that the general consensus of opinion is that the 400 units is actually too low. So, at the very least, you want to be getting 400 units, and you'll get that in your multivitamin. If your blood tests came out low, I am certain that the doctor is going to suggest that you get that you take additional vitamin D, and he could suggest amounts several times the 400. Many people, so all I can do is say, as a general rule, many people are now taking 400 to 1,000 units as just a matter of routine
maintenance.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. So you could easily take another 800 units while waiting to hear from your doctor and not even blink an eye, along with your Wilvite or your My Favorite Multi.
Now, I have very, very bad crippling arthritis, torn rotator cuffs, a million problems.
Well, that's because you haven't been taking your multivitamin all these years.
But my calcium, funny thing is, my calcium count was normal.
Well, calcium...
And I'm lactose intolerant, so I don't drink, have dairy.
Well, calcium, blood levels of calcium may or may not be at all meaningful.
Oh.
Okay, that's not the way you tell what your calcium status is. The amount of calcium in the blood is not what's important. Well, I mean, it's important, but that's not the indicator of whether you're getting enough calcium per day.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
You see, the body the problem with the blood calcium, if you want to put it that way, the body has to maintain levels of calcium in the blood within a very specific and narrow range. If the calcium falls outside of that range, you're in big trouble. If it falls too low, the body will actually pull calcium from your bones to make up for that downside, and that could be the problem. So measuring the calcium in your bone measuring the calcium in your blood may show it's okay, but it may be okay because it's been pulling calcium out of your bones to compensate. You follow me?
So should I take additional calcium?
If it's at the very least, you'll be getting around 1,000 milligrams of calcium and around 500 milligrams. Magnesium in the kind of multivitamin that I mentioned. Okay, that's a good start. I'm sure your doctor, Dr. Podell, can probably elaborate on this. I'm sure your doctor, if he has reason to worry about the calcium, can do additional tests, maybe even a bone density scan, a bone scan or something. But the calcium that you're probably looking at isn't really giving you the answer that you're looking for. Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Just want to say one thing.
Yes.
Here before you go.
Yes, I'm listening.
With the vitamin D level is so low, it raises the question of whether you're malabsorbing vitamin D from the gut.
Right.
Now, it may not be. Maybe that you're indoors all the time and you're not eating a lot of vitamin D and not taking supplements. But what you find is that a certain proportion of people with very low vitamin Ds have malabsorption in the gut, particularly people who have gluten sensitivity, which can be tested by a simple blood test.
That's what I just heard today on your program, and I want to take that because they say I just took a colonoscopy, and they said I had IBS, yet, and I had one marker for cancer, yet the colonoscopy showed nothing, and yet this blood test that I took the last time showed a 4.6 marker, and they don't understand why. I just found that out the other day.
Okay. Well, the celiac disease, the gluten problem, doesn't really show in the large intestine. You have to look in the small intestine, which requires a little different kind of scoping technique.
So what test is that?
Well, they have a camera that they can actually have you swallow in a capsule.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about
It'll
that.
Take pictures.
Right.
Or they can do an upper endoscopy and go past the stomach and enter the small bowel and take a look.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Podell.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Well, thank you for your call, Barbara. Okay, let's try to take another call while we have some time left. Let's talk to Heidi in Bridgewater, New Jersey. What can we do for you today, Heidi?
Hi, I have an 11-year-old daughter who just this past week started getting dizzy spells whenever she gets up quickly. And I thought that may be associated with low blood pressure, but I wasn't sure, and I just wanted to know if there's anything.
Well, what you're describing from a non-medical person sounds like what the medical person would probably call postural hypotension, but I will pass that on to the medical person himself, Dr. Podell.
Okay, the medical person says that that's one of the possibilities, but there are others. The simplest thing to do before you see the doctor is take the blood pressures, say, lying down, and then take it standing and have her stand still without moving around for at least 3-4 minutes to see if she gets symptoms. Once she gets symptoms, then you check the blood pressure and the pulse again. If the blood pressure drops more than, say, 10 or 12 points, that's abnormal. If the heart rate goes up, let's say, more than 10 points, that's abnormal. And that's information that you need to tell the doctor, because the doctor might want to spend all that much time just measuring your blood pressure, but it's really, really important.
Has there been anything else that's happened to her recently? I mean, this this just started happening, so you have to wonder, maybe, is she on like a weight loss thing or anything?
She's normal weight, about 100 pounds. She's about 5'1". What's the normal blood pressure for a child like that?
Well, how old is she?
11.
Yeah, most of them would be 110 or under for the systolic.
Okay. Okay, Heidi. Try what Dr. Podell said and work with your family doctor and see what he can find out, okay? Thank you for the call. All right, we're going to pause now for the short message.
Have you been hit with a case of the summer sniffles? Just because it's warm outside doesn't mean you shouldn't be concerned about your immune health. Eating on the run and too little sleep can contribute to lowering immunity any time of the year. Taking a high-quality vitamin C supplement daily like Ester C, the better vitamin C from American Health, can bolster your immune system and keep you healthy year-round. Non-acidic Ester C is a unique vitamin C supplement that can be taken in high doses while remaining gentle on the stomach. It is quickly absorbed and retained in the immune system for up to 24 hours. That's advanced immune protection you can count on. And Ester C is backed by over 20 years of science. It's the most researched vitamin C brand in the world. When it comes to the health of your immune system, turn to one of the most widely recommended vitamin C supplements for boosting immune health. Ester C, the better vitamin C, from American Health, available at Wilner Chemists.
Okay, well, it looks as if it's time for us to wind things down for this week. We've enjoyed spending this time with you and hope you've enjoyed it as well and you've found a few things that you've learned from all this. You're invited to visit us at either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, or our downtown store where you'll find Sam Forbes at 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall. I want to thank Noah and Ira in the control room. I want to wish everybody a good afternoon and a happy Labor Day. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arne Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals. On